بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب ما جاء في جلسة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The chapter on how the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to sit. How did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم prefer to sit? أن قيلة بنت مخرمة أنها, this is from قيلة again, that she saw, رأت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في المسجد وهو قائد كرستاء. She saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was sitting in the masjid one day. And if you remember, we've already covered a hadith which is also similar to this. This is the day that the Prophet ﷺ was sitting in very deep thought, and he had the palm, the branch in his palm, and the Prophet ﷺ was sitting karsafa. Karsafa is like this. So you have your knees to your chest, and you have your feet on the ground, and you have your bottom on the ground. And so this is how the Prophet ﷺ was sitting in the masjid on that particular day. قَالَتْ فَلَمَّا رَأَيْتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْمُتَخَشِّعُ. And when I saw the Prophet ﷺ so humbled, sitting in his position, meaning he was so deep in thought, ur'idtu min al-farq. I became afraid and I began shaking because of my fear. And again, we've talked about this in the previous chapter. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reason, when he was sitting and worrying about things, he didn't worry about the superficial things that sort of come and go in everyday life. He didn't worry about what did this person say to me or what did this person do to me. He worried about the magnanimity, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That perhaps Allah could punish at any moment. At any moment the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could descend. And so he was always deep in thought concerning this. So in this particular instance, this sahabiya, whose name is Qayla, she saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this deep thought. And she immediately began to shake with fear because she thought that perhaps something is about to descend. Or there might be some problem. So when the Prophet ﷺ saw her or heard that she was shaking, the Prophet ﷺ turned to her and said, "Oh poor woman, be calm." When he said that, she immediately became serene. She immediately stopped shaking and she became very, very calm. And this was the soothing effect of the words of the Prophet ﷺ. An-Abbad ibn Thaym an-Ummihi أنه رأى النبي مستلقيا, that this particular companion saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم laying down from the masjid وادي أن إحدى رجليه على الأخرى. This particular companion saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم laying in the masjid with one foot over the other. عن أبي سعيد الخدري قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا جلس في المسجد احتبى بيديه. When the Prophet ﷺ, he used to sit in the masjid, he used to sit in the karsafa position. So this was the position that he used to sit. And actually, see, in Arabia, when people used to sit, they didn't have walls. They didn't have very solid walls. The walls of the masjid and the Prophet ﷺ were relatively flimsy, so you couldn't lean back and rest upon them. And they often sat in the desert where there was no wall to relax. So this was their type of relaxation. So they used to sit like this. And this is how they gained relaxation. Similarly, at times they would sit like this and somebody would tie a turban or a cloth around them and let them stay like this so that they could rest in this position. So this was the resting position of the Prophet ﷺ in the masjid on these two particular hadith that have been narrated.